That school bell welcomes you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you like those Old Testament stories, you're going to enjoy this one about that great prophet Elijah and how that God had sent him and to challenge the prophets of Baal to a contest on Mount Carmel. And that's what we've been studying in these lessons. You know, there was a drought over Israel for 3.5 years before this contest took place. And this drought itself was a challenge to Baal, because Baal was the heathen god of production and agriculture. Since Ahab did turn away from Jehovah to serve Baal, let Baal supply the dew and the rain. And if he could not, then he was nothing. God spoke through Elijah, and it did not rain except as Elijah said. God did this through Elijah to show that he was with his true and loyal prophet. He sent Elijah to Ahab to let Ahab know that it was the God of Israel against whom he was sinning, and that God was thus chastening him in Israel. And we're going to see that God, in sending Elijah to Ahab after this manner, was also a test of Elijah's faith. And we'll be looking at that in just a moment. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies, but I especially want to invite you to the Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. To guide us through this Bible study, we're studying the Bible lessons that we find in that publication, House to House, Heart to Heart. And because we love our community, we are sending this publication, this little church at Rockcliff, we're sending it to every household between McMinnville and Biola. And it has been well received. And so since we're doing this on Wednesday evening, we're inviting the community in to bring their publications with them. And if they don't have one, we'll have one available when they come through the door. And they can sit and see how we're doing this. And we're calling this the Community House, the Community Heart to Heart Bible Study. And so you'll want to be part of that and see how we honor God through honoring His Word as we study His Bible together. You're going to find that at Rockcliff, our Bible studies do not consist of a string of personal testimonials, or neither does it consist of emotional outburst from the preacher, but rather an intelligent, diligent study of the Scriptures to see what they say. And that class is conducted much with the same reverence toward God's Word that you can detect when you are a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now with that, I want to turn to Elam's notes. And these are the Sunday school notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of April the 13th, 1924. And this is about how God sending Elijah to Ahab was a test of Elijah's faith. In the third year of the drought, God commanded Elijah, saying, "Go show thyself to Ahab." And Elijah promptly obeyed God, knowing that God, who had preserved him from Cherith and Zarephath, could still save him from the wrath of Ahab. Let me read to you from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. It says, "It came to pass, after many days, that the word of Jehovah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, 'Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.' And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and the famine was sore in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household." Now, Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Jehovah But Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land unto all the fountains of water and to all the brooks. Peradventure we may find grass and save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beast." So they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 7. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, "Is it thou, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is I. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here." And he said, "Wherein have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Jehovah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee." And when they said, "He is not here," he took an oath of the kingdom and the nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, "Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here." And it'll come to pass as soon as I'm gone from thee, that the Spirit of Jehovah will carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he will slay me. But I, thy servant of Jehovah, from my youth. Well, here we see Obadiah was showing his fear, but not Elijah. Prompt obedience to God always gives courage and strength. Let me read that again. Prompt obedience to God always gives courage and strength. We often think it takes courage and strength to obey God, and it does. But it comes back to where obedience gives courage and strength. And so obedience that gives the courage and strength, that courage and strength helps us obey, and there's a cycle there of building and growth. We read that I will send rain upon the earth. That is, that after Elijah had stood before Ahab in the contest which followed was over, God sent this famine as a challenge to Baal and his worshipers, and as a chastisement to the people for Baal worship. Baal was the god of production and fertility. And if he could not send rain and cause the earth to produce rich harvest, then he was nothing. And the people were worshiping a vain thing. When they learned this, the plan was, they would return to Jehovah. But Ahab did not repent. In the distress of this famine, Ahab directed Obadiah to go through the land in search of water and grass. He and Obadiah divided the land between themselves and went through it, one going in one direction and the other in another. And when the wicked Jezebel was feeding 400 prophets at her table in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 19, and was trying to exterminate the prophets of Jehovah, Obadiah hid 150 in a place in caves and fed them with bread and water. Passing through the country, Obadiah met Elijah. Elijah directed him to go tell Ahab that Elijah was there. Obadiah declined, knowing that Ahab wanted to punish Elijah for the famine and thinking that God, as he had protected Elijah before, would again remove him out of Ahab's reach, and Abraham would then kill him, Obadiah, for allowing Elijah to escape. But Elijah assured Obadiah that he would not disappear. Obadiah believed Elijah and went to Ahab and told him what Elijah had said, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Now let me read to you from 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning in verse 13, and I'll go down through verse 24. "Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah? How I'd hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And now thou sayest, go tell my lord, behold, Elijah is here. He will slay me. And Elijah said, "As Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today." 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, "Is it thou troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and thou hast followed the Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the Asherah 400 that eat at Jezebel's table." 1 Kings 18 and verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to the people and said, How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of Jehovah. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Now going back in the story, we see as soon as Ahab saw Elijah, it is said by a commentator with impertinent and shameless bravado that only disclosed his inherent weakness and contemptibleness, he said, "Is it thou troubler of Israel?" With shameless boldness, he made this bare attempt to turn the tables on Elijah by accusing him of being the criminal. The enemies of Jesus and the apostles tried this very trick of Satan. They accused Jesus of having a demon, of raising an insurrection and other such crimes. And they accused Paul of stirring up the mobs which they had raised. We read in Acts chapter 17 in this event of Paul, it says the Jews, this is Acts 17 verses 5 through 8, the Jews being moved with jealousy took unto them certain vile fellows of the rabble and gathered a crowd and set the city in an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason, and they sought to bring them forth to the people. And when they found them not, they dragged Jason and certain brethren before the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and all the acts contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there's another one, another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the multitude and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. They were accusing Paul of turning the world upside down. You know, I like the comment that says Paul was actually turning the world right side up through the preaching of the gospel. But they said it is Paul that troubled the people, just as Ahab was saying it was Elijah who was the troubler. These same tactics are still resorted to. Elijah met Ahab's challenge with a direct denial, saying, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandment of Jehovah and have followed the Balaam." It was their sins that brought on these troubles, and Elijah reproved the sinners and announced the coming famine. Many now turn from God's order and true worship. His faithful servants, like Elijah, oppose all such departures, and trouble and division arise. Those who introduce the departures accuse the ones who oppose them of causing the trouble and producing the division. things hadn't really changed all that much.